The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
It's time to get in shape and shape up your health. Welcome to Fitness RX Radio with your hosts, Joe Piatero and Greg Valentino. If you're looking for information about health, training, fitness, and nutrition, then stay with us for the next hour. Now, here are Greg Valentino and Joe Piatero.
And a fine Monday evening to you all. Joe and Greg here coming to you. We got to get that intro changed, so just sit tight. Don't worry, Extreme Radio intro is on its way. Greg is putting a fucking masterpiece together with that. We don't want to rush it. We want it to be the right one, right, Gregory?
You know it. You know what? We got to get rid of that fitness thing, though. Nobody's going on fitness shit here.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing you're going to fucking learn here tonight is, you know, it was something about fucking, you know, taking somebody out in the fucking backwoods of New Jersey or something like that. That's probably what we're going to be talking about. Because we got a lot of people on this show tonight. Tony's going to be on this fucking show. Paulie, we got the fucking Silvio, AJ, the whole fucking nine yards. Even Frankie's going to be on this show. We're going to have a lot of people on this show. Because we want to introduce, right now, joining us, Greg, the first guest. He's right here on the line with us, Max Cook. But his name, if you saw it, you would think his name was Koch, like the mayor, the former mayor of New York City, Ed Koch, but it's pronounced Cook. So, Max, I'd like you, thank you so much for joining Greg and I tonight on Extreme Radio.
Oh, how the fuck are you? I gotta say this, Max Cook. It's a fucking Nomsky. I mean, what the fuck with the fucking name spelling? You're killing everybody. You know, it's funny, fellas, because once I start talking like this, people go, who the hell is that? This guy should be talking like Tony.
Doing now, yeah.
That's Tony Soprano, for God's sake.
What? I know. I should be talking like Dave the whole time.
You know why, Max? You know why? Because you're out there in L.A. You got to be out here in New York. Everybody will know. They'll be like, hey, Tony. You know what I mean?
That is a great point. You know, I met Catherine Narducci, who played Charmaine Bucco on The Sopranos, and the first time I ever talked to her on the phone, I just got on and said, hey, Catherine, how's it going? It's Max. She goes,
the fuck is this? You sound like a fag.
I'm like, well, wait a second.
I saw her on the Celebrity Ghost Stories. Like, you know,
I saw that too.
Repeat. She's a piece of ass. I always think she.
I'll tell you what,
show, man.
Yeah, all no, those women are beautiful. Don't you love women?
I love.
Are you guys
women.
Married?
Yeah, no, I am. Greg's not. Greg's formerly married.
Oh, really?
I get it. Well, I'm 53. My girlfriend is 27. I've been with her 7 years. She's Mexican, so it's pretty much, you know, she ages like a dog. You know, take teeth when you're like 13. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so you know the story. Her mother had her when she was like 14 and stuff. So, I'm older than her mother.
Oh, that is spectacular. Now, has she met your family?
Oh yeah, she lives. Yeah, she lives here with me and stuff. She's good. You know, she's Mexican. She goes outside. She rakes the lawn, blows the leaves, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Greg, I love you so much. Your arms are so big. I love your big, muscular arms. Put them around me.
Hey, easy. Don't crush that little thing. My first girlfriend ever was Mexican, so I hear you, Greg.
Well, you got a lot of them out there. You know, I might have to send mine out there and get a new one.
I'm telling you, they're a dime a dozen, and they're all beautiful.
I love it. Especially when they're, you know, I like them a little experienced, you know what I'm saying? I like a dirty Latin woman. I don't know what it's my weakness, you know?
Oh, my
you know,
God. Like, do you prefer the backside? Like, they're shaking their ass like that?
Oh, yeah.
Like an ass shake. Oh, man.
I like them skinny. A lot of them, you know, they're built like some of them, like her family, all looks like, you know, they're like little barrels with, like, you know, with the big ponytails and shit, but not her.
I'm sure this is what you thought we were going to be talking about, your girlfriend's ass.
But she did work at Wendy's when I first met her, so you know what I mean.
She worked at Wendy's? Now, did you get free food?
I swear to God, she worked at Wendy's. To this day, if you start talking to her, she'll always say, Wendy's smokes McDonald's, you know what I mean? I'm like, who gives a shit?
She still has loyalty.
Did you eat a lot of Frosties?
What's that?
Did you eat a lot of Frosties? Would she bring home after her shift?
Oh, believe me, I ate between her buns all the time.
Oh! Did you... So you would take a dollop of Frosty and slap it on her ass and lick it off?
Are you right on the asshole? Dude, I eat the ass. Joe, I don't think Joe, do you eat ass?
Dude, the bear shit in the woods, of course I eat ass.
Okay, I don't like when guys tell me I don't eat ass girl shit out of there.
Guys, it's their fucking most...
No, there's a huge difference between eating out a woman and eating out a dude. I don't want to go anywhere near a dude's crack, but a woman's asshole, that's a feast. It's beautiful, fellas.
It's gorgeous. It's less hairy. It doesn't smell as bad.
There's a sweet sweatness.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love it, you know what I mean?
It's brown sugar.
If you would eat the box, and the box bleeds and shit once a month, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I don't
But you are careful, though. You can't go from eating out the ass to eating out the badge to back to the ass. I mean, you gotta work the badge and get it all frothy, and then you go with the ass. Ass is last.
You don't want to slap bacteria in there, that's why. You don't want to, and finger in the ass into the vagina, too.
Let me tell you something. My girlfriend's dirty all around. Don't matter. The ass is just a dirty little vagina. So, the way I look at it, don't matter.
Well, going back to a health show.
Anyway, so where were we? Yeah, so how did you get into the Sopranos thing? Like, I mean, you know, you did some good voices there. You did Tony Soprano perfect, what I just heard.
I got to tell you, it's... It was a fucking obsession. I'd watch that fucking show and it would eat my fucking heart out. And then it would start to overpower me. It was like a fucking drug. And I'm watching James Gandolfini, BT, and I'm like, this is one of the greatest motherfucking performances I've ever fucking seen. And it was an obsession. And then all of a sudden YouTube happened and I got a bunch of friends and they're like, you ought to put a video of your Soprano impression on YouTube. And I'm like, why? Why would I ever do that? That sounds so stupid. But then one day it just exploded, and I'm like, screw it. And I made the Max Cook Channel's Tony Soprano video, and it has tortured my existence ever since. No, it's actually been amazing. It didn't help that this magnificent man died and it completely shattered me. And then you've got all these people saying, well, now that he's gone, it's up to you. And I'm like, it's not up to me. I'm not a part of his legacy. I'm not a part of his thing. Well, I mean, we lost someone so, so great, fellas.
Yeah,
absolutely. You should call up, like, order pizzas and shit like that. You know?
I would probably freak out a lot of pizza parlors.
They don't realize he's dead.
The videos, I mean, obviously it's great. It's great to hear it because, you know, it's obviously, you know, you hear the voice, it's funny. But the fucking visuals are incredible.
Yeah, this shit doesn't translate nearly as well over the phone. But, if you go check out the videos, and I got so into it, I'm like, the show's over. And let's face facts. I mean, this was back in 2007. And the show is over, so my thought was, well, I'm going to continue the show as if the show was still going. And there's a whole bunch of videos on there that, you know, I mean, we have AJ up until he's 32 years old.
And he still
needs money.
He still needs money.
I want Cristal. I need money. Jesus fucking Christ, you're fucking 32 years old.
Fucking AJ, such a pussy. I hated him.
I know, right?
Oh, what a twat.
So over time, obviously, this, you know, a lot of people were like, hey, but it was hard to be the Sopranos guy, like, all the time. Like, I understood maybe for the first four years or so, but here we are. It's 2014. You know, and I mean, after Gandolfini died, I got a phone call from the Opie and Anthony show. I don't know if you guys ever heard that.
Absolutely, sure. That's
those guys had me on twice. They had me twice as a guest, but they also played my stuff before that. And let me tell you something. I was not expecting to be called at 3 in the morning, the morning after Gandolfini had died in Rome, to be called upon to do Tony. And I had taken an Ambien. I was really out of it. So I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll get on. I get on, and the first thing I say is, I'm fucking dead.
fucking die. And I want to tell you something, fellas. That's going to haunt me because that is the ultimate version of way too soon. But at the same time, a lot of people thought, that's natural. That's organic. That's a very respectful reaction that I was doing Tony from the Heavens or whatever. But I wasn't sure.
I think that's great. Are you kidding me? I think that's just, that's hysterical. What's the biggest form of flattery is when somebody can impersonate you? You know what I mean? And you're not like doing it. I mean, I think it's great. I love it.
And tell
I made a video that I was really, really proud of, and that's where I had my friend Kari as Carmella.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys ever saw that
one.
It's called
All
Due Respect.
Tony, you're dead.
Leave me alone already. And I just thought, what a capper to that series of videos. And honestly, I got some amazing feedback and a lot of likes, but it didn't do nearly as well. I mean, I think that thing's got like almost 11,000 hits, but compared to the other ones, and it started to tell me that maybe it's time to just give it a little rest. Let the man rest, and it'll come back in some other form someday, because I'm not done with Tony Soprano.
Yeah, good. That's what we want to hear.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's a whole thing like you got to give the audience what they want. But see, the problem is I've been giving it since 2008, and now they're just the video's still being discovered. It was put on I Am Bored. And you know what's great when that happens? It's a whole new bunch of insults that you get to see in the comments. This guy thinks he's Tony Soprano? This sucks. Oh, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. If this is any example of the show, then I'm not watching the show.
Genius.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you go fuck yourself?
But you know what's funny, though? You don't just do The Sopranos. I think probably one of my favorite ones you do is the Casino Christmas one.
Valentine's Day one?
Valentine's Day, excuse me, yeah. That
Jesus
is fucking
Christ.
Insane, bro.
So messy. The fuck you guys, those fucking Greg's arms the size of me for God fucking sake. Nikki, take it easy. Let these guys talk. It's very what the fuck is your problem? Let these guys talk. Fucking Greg. You see his fucking arms? I think he has beautiful arms. I think they're very muscular. I appreciate a man's musculature. Oh, easy, Frankie. What are you, Frankie the Fact now? Yes, a very casino Valentine's Day is one you want to go look at.
I got some Skittles for you, Nikki.
Oh, my God.
Ian watching that. But that one is great because of the visual with the fucking glass, the Uncle Junior glasses.
Yeah, right. I love all of this stuff so much, and this is the stuff I grew up on. You know, we all did. Come on. I mean, these guys, Pacino, De Niro, Jack, and now let's face it, they're all a lot older and all a lot crazier. So I try to make videos being very respectful, but I also totally exploit that fact.
Yeah. No, I mean, you fucking nail it, man. I mean, it's just, and then the way you do it, like, obviously it's you and you're having a four-way conversation with the camera angles, and it's like, it's so fucking stupid that you just got to laugh your balls off. It's like, it's the same guy. He's wearing a wig in this one. He's wearing the glasses in that one. It's like, holy shit, but it fucking works. It's great. So, I mean, I think it's awesome. But now give out your site. And that's Bowler Hat Productions is the YouTube channel?
Yes, it's Bowler Hat. And I also have a new YouTube channel. If you want to just look up Max Cook, K-O-C-H, on YouTube, you're going to get an ass ton of videos. But there's a whole new channel where it's just me being an idiot. I just took a 30-day break from drinking, bringing it back around to health, and that was miserable. So I made a bunch of videos about that, and more other impersonation videos coming up. Absolutely.
Now, give me a little bit. I mean, I know obviously you do the impersonations, and on your IMDb, you've been Kung Fu Panda. You do a lot of voiceovers and stuff like that. So, just give us a little. What exactly, Max Cook? You do stand up also, or you just do voiceovers? Like, what exactly is your main?
Well, primarily right now, voiceovers has been great. And yes, I am Master Mantis on Kung Fu Panda: Legends of Awesomeness. And I have worked with some tremendous people, so they kind of, like, helped me to get better. So now I'm really ready to start hosting. You know, I want to have my own show. I mean, I've been hosting a podcast called Mimosa since 2006.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got all kinds of plans. But, yeah, hosting is really something I would love to do.
Right.
I love entertaining people, and I love making it a crazy party. And if I can throw in Tony Soprano, hey, you guys got to see the 2009 Extra Special Christmas Special if you haven't seen it. That's on YouTube.
That one I haven't seen. I'm going to have to check it out.
Oh, you got
to
see that one. I had a different filmmaker come in, a real pro. And we've got Soprano, Nicholson, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Gary Busey all at a Christmas party together. And it looks amazing.
My God. Why don't you throw us some of the lines from it?
Well, at one point, Jack Nicholson gives Al Pacino some Crocs for a Christmas present. And Al goes, Crocs! I got Crocs, Jack! Crocs! Crocs, Crocs! I got my Crocs! I like to wear Crocs with suits. Because if you've seen Pacino, that dude's wearing a black suit and bright orange Crocs. It's unbelievable.
No.
Oh, yeah!
Are you serious?
That's how I came up with the Crocs idea, just looking at pictures of Al on Google.
Oh, man, I can't stand
Let me tell you something.
Crocs.
I do my fucking research, you hear me?
Holy shit, I would
have...
Oh, the real Tony Soprano would have shot the TV. Are you serious? I can't stand guys who wear Crocs. I can't even... Sandals, I don't even understand. I don't know. I grew up...
Yeah, I don't want to look at your toes. Crocs look like clown shoes. What are we doing here, fellas?
Yeah, really, man.
Greg, you wear sandals with black socks like all the old guineas. Who are you fucking
Dude,
with?
Can you imagine that shit? Oh, my God. No, they wear loafers. All the old guineas, they have their shoes on. You know, they wear their loafers and shorts and stuff. The old-timers, they're whack.
Yeah, no, I know. That's
hey, you're about to talk to this mob wife. I mean, oof. My own. I haven't seen the show yet, but I'm going to be tuning in.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Hopefully, she's on a plane. We're waiting to get her off the friggin' plane.
We just got a late email, Max, that she's fucking in flight. There was a delay in her flight. She was supposed to land by 8. I'm like, oh, fuck, man.
We're going to try to get her in the airport. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's going to go over while she's getting her luggage.
Yeah.
I can't threaten her. She'll kick her ass.
You know
no,
what?
No, don't threaten her, whatever you do.
With that fucking face and that body of hers, fucking anything she wants to, wherever she wants to talk from is fucking all good by me. She can talk while she's taking a shit for all I care. I probably prefer it. Be even nicer, a little echo.
She'll kill us all. She's wow. I love it.
Now, are you fellas into a thong or like a bikini pant or like a brief?
What's that?
What kind of undies do you like on a woman? Are you a thong guy?
I'm a thong guy. You know why? I mean, obviously, I don't like any underwear on her, but my girlfriend's a nudie, but, you know, she's always naked and shit, walking around the house. But I'm going to be honest with you, when she wears underwear, I like seeing a thong. I'm an ass guy all the way.
Yeah,
all
nice.
Way.
What about Joe?
You see, you know what? I love asses, but the thong doesn't really do it for me. I like a nice, short, you know, regular, like a high brief, nice frilly panties, you know, a nice
I like that
fucking
too.
Look. You know, don't get me wrong. If, you know, fucking... The chick's got a thong on, I'm not going to say, ooh, you know, cover that cheek.
So,
I can't see that, but, you know, I just prefer the other one. To me, that's a little more sexier.
Yeah,
so I
got to
ask Max a question. I got to ask him a question. He's got to see whose side he's on this one.
Okay, yeah, I know where you're going. Go ahead, bro.
All right, Max, do you like a hairy box? Or like, you like a rug down there, or you like a clean shaven? See, because I like a rug. Yeah, I like.
No, I like rug. I like a musk. I like a vapor. I like. I need to know that she's there. I don't want to have this little baby thing, like a baby doll.
All right. So now that's Greg's got Max Cock.
Max Cock. That's my born name.
Max Cook on his side, and I got Don Fry from the UFC is on my side. He likes shaved twat. So we have one guest each in our tally.
Dude, I love a rug. You remember 70s porn? You know when you
Absolutely.
Look at all the old
Swedish erotica?
I love
big
it.
Musky bush, it's beautiful.
I love
yeah,
Swedish erotica.
I don't know what happened. Yeah.
I don't even want the trim in that shit. I want it the way God put it, you know what I mean? Let me tell you something. He put hair on there for a reason. You know what I mean? First of all, that shit's all open and you know, and lappy and fucking lippy. I like to see a fucking I like a big rug down there, to be totally honest with you.
Yes.
You know? I was with
a French girl once, though, who it was so long and that you had to lift a layer of it to get to another layer of hair. That's when it's a little too much.
Nah,
I don't mind.
And the day that she cut it was really something.
I don't mind if it goes in the ass crack and up the fucking belly, you know what I'm saying?
see, nah, man. I want that fucking smooth, fucking supple, fucking soft-ass skin, bro, right there, all the way from fucking asshole to fucking belly button. I don't want to see a sliver of fucking hair, man.
Oh, interesting.
some of the Brazilian chicks, dude, they bleach. They keep their ass has a little fur on it, but it's blonde. They make it like, you know, they bleach. They don't even shave their legs a lot.
Yeah, don't bleach your bungholes, ladies. That's a real waste of time, and it's just weird. I don't understand.
I agree. Let nature take its course, bro. I love that shit. You have no idea. I love it.
Let nature take its course.
I don't mind the ass bleaching because, you know, you don't want to see fucking stained asshole, even though it's not technically stained. It's the skin. It's not shit. But I don't mind that much, but just the fucking hair thing, it's just, I was so glad when that fucking, you know, it turned the other way, but now it's starting, the pendulum swinging back towards fucking hair on the cunt, and I'm not sure if I'm a happy man about that, so I might have to, Greg's going to start the Facebook page, Bring Back the Bush, and I'm going to start my Facebook page, Keep It Clean.
All right, fair enough, but listen, do you guys use those booty butt wipes? Those are very, very nice. Like wet, scented wipe on your own asses?
Oh, absolutely. I have.
Not all the time, but yeah.
I mean, I think that's the way to go. I mean, we got to keep clean, too. If we're expecting ladies to bleach their booty holes and shave their badges, we got to be clean back there, too.
And if you expect them to eat our ass, you know, then we got to make sure we fucking do a nice scrub job and wipe it up like that. There's no way they're going down there after fucking, you know, 8 hours of work and fucking 2 hours of travel and 4 hours of TV. You know, okay, honey, tongue the ass.
You know,
gotta cut them a little slack. I mean, come on. You know?
But wait, Max.
The booty butt wipes are good for a ball bag too, because you just do the wiper on the ball bag, and it's all right in that same area. Just don't use one for, you know. Make sure you separate the sheets.
Yes, yes. You don't want to fucking put the ass one on your balls then, because it defeats
the purpose.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Absolutely, Max. Do you have kids? Just out of curiosity.
I do not have children. I have two black pugs. My wife and I had an agreement. The pain ends with us, you know.
Oh, I hear you.
I mean, I love kids. I really do. But I had to make a decision. You know, do I want to marry this great woman, or do I want to find someone else and have kids? Because she wasn't really up for that. So, but I get to live vicariously through my friend's kids.
No, that's not. Yeah, I was just curious. That's how I get turned. You know, because when you have kids, you have to get them moved. Them little whiny wipes and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So, and you need to get
stealing from the baby's fucking changing table and cleaning his own fucking shit pipe with it.
Are you guys dads?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, we both have kids apiece, yeah.
Well, that's nice.
It's all right.
He's a little older, though. You know, my son is 23, he's in military, he's military intelligence, and my daughter is 16.
You know, that's really incredible you bring that up, because nothing moves me more than when I get emails from troops, you know, gathered around a laptop in Afghanistan, and they just watched a bunch of my videos, and they had to send me a message to let me know. It's just amazing.
That's cool, man. Yeah, that's
it blows my head off.
I get the same, Max, same shit. Believe me, I get guys who used to read my column. If you come into my house, I get all kinds of stuff they sent me from when they were in the war with Iraq. I get, like, you know, all kinds of, like little trinkets and shit that they sent me, little souvenirs. And, you know, guy sent me a battle-worn Yankee hat because, you know, I'm a big Yankee fan and stuff. I'm from the Bronx. But I'm just saying, you know, I get all that. You know, it's very rewarding when the troops. My son's is intelligence, too, military intelligence. I'm lack of intelligence. I don't know how he got intelligence, but, you know what I'm saying?
Well, God bless you, and God bless your son. This is awesome.
Hey, Max, give the website out, man. Plug your stuff. Go ahead.
All right. Go to YouTube. Go to Bowler Hat on YouTube, one word. Or just type Max Cook, K-U-C-H, on YouTube. And you can go to maxcookandthecounselor.com, and that's my site. Has all the links. Lots of crazy shit coming up, lots of videos. Follow me on Facebook, just type Max Cook, you'll find me.
Yeah, and I got all your links there in the preview article, so tomorrow I'll post this episode up. Once it's linked down to voiceamerica.com, I'll put it up on our site as well, so you guys can check out all Max's links right there and listen to the show at the same time. Max, it was a fucking blast, bro. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
I got to tell you, we covered a lot of ground.
We sure did.
Assholes and pussies and impressions and hosting and war. I really appreciate talking to you guys.
What would Tony Soprano, like a Bush or not?
Oh, yeah. I like it like it was in the 70s, just like I like my music. Except
boy,
the
Tony.
Bing, the girls got to get clean at the bing. That's all right. At the bing, the girls have to shave down. Just how it fucking is.
How's Carl
that
Bush?
Boy, Tony.
Is Carl
That's
Bush
three for me, Joe. That's three. Tony Soprano's
and
on my
Tony,
side.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, it's T. Is Calm's Bush fucking calm, or is it all over the place?
What, are you fucking asking about my wife's bush now? Why don't you show some fucking respect?
I meant it in a respectful way. I didn't mean it in a bad way. I meant
Let
it
me
in
tell
a
you
respectful
something.
Way.
Calm is clean. Her soul is clean. Everything fucking about her is fucking clean. Don't be bringing her into this conversation about degradation.
Max, you're the fucking best, bro. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, brothers.
That was great right there. That was.
I'll talk to you soon, Max.
Talk to you next time. Bye.
All right, Tony.
Max Cook. Check him out, maxcook.com, KOCH. Get the link right there for NSRX The Man. We'll be back after this.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Jim Kelly, former Buffalo Bills quarterback and Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Joe Pitaro and Greg Valentino.
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit FitnessRxForMen.com today.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, it's Artie Lang, and you're listening to Greg and Joe. Check it out.
You are listening to Fitness RX Radio with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Pietero. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpietero@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Fitness RX Radio.
And we want to thank Max Cook for joining us. That was a fucking fun one. Make sure you check out his website and also his YouTube. And also, we were having Ramona Rizzo from the Mob Wives coming with us as our second guest tonight. And we got an email like 10 minutes before show starting and saying that she was in an airplane supposed to land at 8. I'm assuming at Kennedy or Newark, Greg. And she got delayed with the flight because of the weather all fucked up all around. So she was going to get here later than 8. We're hoping to reach her before 9, before we go off the air to get her on. If not, we will definitely get her back on another day. So that is a little bit of a disappointment, Greg, because we were both really looking forward to booking her, young Rizzo.
I'm devastated, Joe. You know, I love that girl. I love her. She's Italian hotness. You know what I'm saying? She's a fellow Guinea here from New York. Her and I have a few things in common. You know what they are. We'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah, yeah. But we're going to have to pick ourselves up off the mat and fucking move on and put this fucking show, you know, and give it a fucking nice fucking ending here. But just want to throw some upcoming episodes next week, the 17th. We have Michael Sweet from the heavy metal group Striper will be joining us. He's the lead singer. And then on the 24th, our good buddy Emilio Masella from the Jersey Shore will be with us. And then in beginning of March, Keith Collins, your buddy, the actor and the filmmaker, will be joining us, as well as Madison Rain, TNA Knockout. Bro, this fucking one is a real piece of fucking ass. She's amazing, this one. And then I'll give a couple more dates. On March 10th, comedian Rich Voss will be joining us once again. We had him on back in December. Rich was pretty fucking funny. I want to get him on again. And also Johnny P, Late Night with Johnny P. Make sure you check out Johnny P, because Greg and I are going to be on that show on May 22nd is the date. I don't know what day it's going to air, but that's the date they're filming us. Fucking Extreme Radio going to be
what
on.
What about Artie Lang? What is that coming? What are we doing on Artie Lang?
Funny you should mention that, because the week after that, March 17th, St. Paddy's Day, the fucking one and only Artie Lang will be with Greg and I on Extreme Radio. So that's going to be pretty fucking wild, man. Artie is a funny motherfucker, and we're going to have a good time with him. And that I'm definitely looking forward to. That's going to be a pretty wild show. But we got some cool names coming up there. Don't forget also Dan Hardy from UFC. That's going to be on March 31st. So we got a smorgasbord and fucking guys on our show coming up, between actors, comedians, hot chicks, fucking UFC fighters. You know, we're gonna be rocking and rolling, man, for fucking the next fucking month or so over here, Greg.
You're supposed to get what's his name? The one I was supposed to also be coming on. The one that sucks his own dick. What the hell's his name?
Ron Jeremy. Yeah, we got
Ron Jeremy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a tough one to fucking nail down as far as with his rep.
Yeah, I know.
You got to fucking basically what I'm gonna have to do is fucking type his number to Michael and have him call while we're on the air and hope we can get him on for 5 minutes. He's one of those guys that he's fucking. You know, if you don't fucking hold them down physically, you can't get him. He's a tough fucking guy that's a nail down. So that's going to be a last minute. Huh?
His own guy is telling you that. I mean, pretty
his
much
own guy saying he's impossible to get, yeah. I guess when you can suck your own dick, you're a hard guy to get a hold of because you're always fucking disappearing. You know what I mean?
I got to
ask a question. If you could suck your own dick.
Absolutely, I would.
Which I will fully admit that I cannot. Okay.
You know what's funny? And that does not. No, I mean, I can't. I think when I was a kid, I might have thought. I'm not sure if I did or not.
I tried.
I tried,
and I was able to fucking reach it, but I couldn't suck it.
Yeah, I used to be a lot more agile than I am now. I can't suck it, though. No way. Not anymore.
No.
But when I was a kid, I think I actually got it in there. I don't think there's a guy in the planet. Guys are full of shit. You know what I mean? And speaking of sucking your own dick, or speaking of sucking dick, what's the kid's name of the football kid? I just forgot. I get him mixed up with the other guy. The kid that just came out and said he's gay.
Oh, yeah, I know who you mean. I forget the guy's name, but, yeah, the college kid, he's coming on to the draft this year.
Yeah, dude, they make like such a big stink over there. I think you and I should do a little current events every once in a while.
Please, I love it.
I don't care if this guy's gay. I mean, you know, they're making a big stink over it. They're saying that certain pro football players were saying, I don't care what he does with his sexual life, but I don't want him looking at me when I'm in the shower. And I'm like, dude, really? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what do you think of that shit?
All right, I'll give you my... I was fucking coming in, getting ready for bed last night, and my wife had the news or something on, the Fox 5 News, right? Duke Castiglione is the local guy over here in fucking New York. And he's on the fucking, they're getting ready to throw the sports to him, and the fucking bitch anchor is going, oh, and here's Duke coming up with news that will shock the world, shock the NFL football world. And I'm saying to myself, it's either somebody's coming out of the closet, or they're taking tackling away from the game of football because of his head injuries. That's the way the fucking broad made it sound, bro. She made it sound like earth-shattering. And he's with the news that will shock the NFL. And I'm like, it's got to be some nonsense. And then there, Duke says, yeah, this guy admitted that he's a, you know, fucking gay guy, whatever. I'm like, who gives a flying fuck, bro?
Well, you know, if you're saying it's groundbreaking, because here's a guy who, before he gets with the team, is letting them know, like, you know, like, in other words, like, if anybody that hires him is going to hire him knowing, it's not like they hired this guy and then later on he comes out and says he's gay. You know what I mean? So now the NFL's under scrutiny. They're saying, what if nobody takes him? You know what I mean? Can he sue and all this other shit? And I'm just like, dude, really, nobody, I don't care what, Joe, I don't care if you find your dog's ass attractive. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what anybody does. I never understood that. You know, about the whole gay marriage shit. Who cares? If they want to get married, let them suffer the same fucking shit I had to suffer through. You know what I'm saying? Right? Hey, fucking, who the fuck in their right mind wants to get married? Just think these guys that want, you know, like these guys, they look at these guys and they say, holy shit, I'd love to have like three wives. Look at them Arab cheeks. They're lucky to get to have 10 wives. Are you fucking nuts? You want 10 wives? I can't deal with one girlfriend. Are you fucking crazy? And you want 10? You know what I mean?
But you know what the difference is? There's a caste system there, and those fucking wives are like fucking, you know, they're like third-class citizens, so they don't have the same balls that your girlfriend and my wife has and break your chops and tell you to fucking, you know, mow the lawn and shit like that. So they actually do have it good in that way, because they can just tell the fucking lady, go fuck yourself or have somebody lop your head off.
Well, dude, I'm telling you, I mean, I don't know. I just look at that whole situation like, who cares? You know what I'm saying? I know what you're saying about the wives thing. You know, the first of all, those wives, I wouldn't want one of them wives. They're all fucking beasts anyway. You know, of course, some of them, when they're 15, they're not bad. But anyway, what I'm saying is, that's a joke. Slow it down, everybody. You know, the bottom line is just that, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, holy shit, they're making such a big thing over this groundbreaking thing. You know, it's going to change the way we view sports today. I thought the same thing. What happened to this guy? You know, did he have a sex change or some shit? He's still going to play. What, I mean, what is it? You know, speaking of girls and balls, you know what I mean? I'm just thinking. And then they're, you know, then they're saying he came out and he said he was gay. Who gives a shit, really? You know, I don't get why people are making such a big thing of it. So what? He's gay. Let him be gay. Who cares? I mean, I'm not anti-gay at all. It's not thrust upon me. Who cares? I mean, what do you care what your next-door neighbor does?
You know what? You fucking took the words out of my mouth. To me, it's like, it's a non-story, and they're making it such a big story. And I can't even blame, you know, listen, the athlete is, you know, I guess to him, he's just, you know, he's trying to be, I guess, a role model to other fucking kids that are gay, that are playing sports, that don't want to come out because they feel like they're going to get their fucking ass kicked in and get picked on or whatever and made fun of. So he's trying to show them, hey, you know, don't hide this. If that's you, admit it's you. All right, I guess I can deal with that. That's, you know, I guess I can relate to that, understand it. Just he's trying to be a role model.
You know,
athletes are role models. But the news, I think, is the ones that polarize it the wrong way. Oh, this is such great news. To me, it's a non-story, and it's not something that you don't not report, but don't make it sound like it's changing the fucking league that we know and love now. It changes nothing.
Joe, here's the problem, though. This is the problem what they're trying to say. They're trying to say that other guys on the team who could be somewhat homophobic, or even if they're not homophobic, they feel like, I don't want him looking at me. If I got to strip down and get in the shower, and if I see him looking over towards me, I'm going to have a problem. And this is what I say. People, you know, Joe, you already know this. I worked in a gay bar for 10 years, me and all my boys, you know what I mean, because we ran the security. They hired straight guys, you know, to do the security. And it was it's a high-class gay bar. It wasn't some, like, low-life. I mean, they had rich gays, you know. Madonna's manager used to go there, all shit, but whatever. And I'm just telling you that, you know, when we would be there, you know, you get people homophobic. I have my friends would come to visit me, and they, you know, some of the bodybuilders I was friends with, and they come down and be like, yo, dude, I don't want any of them dudes looking at me or looking at my ass. And you know what I used to say to them? What makes you think you're an ugly motherfucker? You can't even get a girl. What makes you think a guy is going to fucking look at you? You understand? What do you think? They just want a dick that, you know, they're just like, you know, if a girl thinks you're good looking, right? You look at a girl, you don't just like any girl that has a vagina. I mean, you like, you know, she's got to be attractive. So what I'm just trying to say to you is that these guys were saying the most asinine shit. What if he looks over towards me? Well, what do you expect him to do? I mean, I'm not saying he's going to look at your dick or whatever, you know. But I mean, like, obviously, you know, what do you want him to do? Walk in with his eyes closed and shower? You know what I'm saying? It's not. You follow what I'm saying? I just don't think it's a big, you know. If I was in a fucking shower with a bunch of grandmothers, trust me, you know me, Joe. I don't like young, you know. I don't like older girls. You know what I'm saying? Like old ladies and shit, you know. So trust me, I wouldn't be in there. I could be looking at and talking, but I wouldn't be like cruising their vaginas and shit. So I'm just saying, you know, there has to be the laws of attraction here a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we don't know what his type is. I'm playing devil's advocate just for the fuck of it, just so we have conversation and a few laughs over here. But let's say his type is a fucking fat, white, offensive lineman, like Richie Incognito. You know? Incognito is in the fucking dressing room, you know, a couple of feet away with his fucking dick hanging out.
I got an answer to that, okay? Here's what it is. So what? Even if you are the guy's type and he thinks you're the hottest looking guy, unless he blatantly hits upon you, then it's a different story. Then you say, hey, come on, dude, you know, sit me down with that shit, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's just like these guys that don't want another guy looking at their girlfriend. I mean, you know, if your girl's good looking, guys are going to look. You know what I mean? If a girl found you attractive and you didn't find her attractive and she's looking at you, Joe, you know what I mean? You don't sit here and go, hey, I don't want you looking at me. I can only have attractive girls looking at me. I mean, if the guy happens to glance over and he finds Richie Incognito's hairy ass, you know, hot, I mean, unless he's, like, blatantly drooling and making, like, a scene over, so what?
That's definitely a good answer for that, because right, it doesn't mean that
you know
he
I,
might be looking at it, but it doesn't mean he's going to start fucking masturbating.
Right. I mean, you know, you look at girls, you know, it's like, You know, if you see a hot-looking woman and she's with her husband or whatever, you know, you're not going to go over there and, like, just immediately. You appreciate it, you know. It's just like, you know, sometimes you're on a diet, but that don't mean you can't look at the menu, you know what I mean?
It's,
you know, it's one of those deals. First of all, if it was me and he was looking at me, I'd say, how much money you got? No, I would say, dude, this is the best ass you're never going to have, you know what I mean? You'll never have. So I'm just saying, you know, I don't understand what the big deal is. Who cares if a guy's gay? I don't give a shit. But
yeah,
I want to switch really fast to one more thing.
Another little
fucking thing in sports, because we're kind of sports guys here, you and I. I forgot his name. It's Smart or whatever the fuck his name. The basketball player, the guy that shoved. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the college kid. He went into the crowd or some shit.
Right, and he shoved the guy. Supposedly the guy called said the N word or something.
You know what? I don't know. I mean, they were saying that on social media. Which, you know, is the biggest fucking, that's like the pipeline of bullshit. You know, one guy types one thing, and then by the time it gets to the fucking 10th person when it's retweeted, you know, he went from calling him an asshole to calling him fucking, you fucking nigga this, nigga that, you cocksucking cunt.
Well, let me ask you a question.
It's all bullshit, probably.
But did he call him that, or did he not call him?
I believe that's what the guy, you know, the smart guy is. I think that's what the claim is, but I don't know if it's true. I know that was spread on social media that the N word was used.
Now here's the question, Joe. I saw the whole incident, but I couldn't hear.
No, you can't.
The kid went in the stands and pushed him. Did he use the N-word first? Okay.
I think that the way they're trying to say that it went down was that he was giving him shit, and then he said that, and then the guy went in the stands. Now, listen, I don't give a fuck. Unless the guy throws something at you and hurt, like trying to physically hurt you, first of all, athletes, I don't care if they're college, fucking professional, whatever, they can't jump in the fucking stands. I don't give a fuck what the case is. So, to me, I don't give a shit if the guy called him fucking nigga, called him spick, called him guinea, called him this and that. Whatever racial slur you want to fucking call him. You cannot go into the fucking stands, into the where the fans are. That should be like fucking completely, it's inappropriate totally, no matter what the situation is.
You can't, but you know what's funny? I agree with you, you can't be doing that, but in some cases you can't help. First of all, you know, it's hard to say, see that whole thing, when, you know, that's a really, really tough subject. You and I are two white guys. And if you call me a guinea, it depends on how you say it. I don't really give a shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, I fucking laugh. I
love
it.
But to black people, that word, you know, is like because the slaves always use negative, negative. You know, that's a slave, you know,
I know, it's
like
a little
them.
More of a low blow than any other slur to a white dude. I understand that.
Right, it's hard for you, like somebody like for you and I to say, well, what's the big deal? Use that. Now, see, on the other side of the coin, though, I say, well, you guys call each other that shit all the time. It's in every song, you know what I mean? It's in every, you know, you understand what I'm saying? They use that word all the time in songs and they call each other that. Nigga, please, what
else? Yeah, but that's why I look at it like, you know, to me it's fucking, it's not like the climb of the century when it's fucking said. That's why I can give
you can't have
a
double standard. If you really hate that word, you can't throw that out. Just because you're black doesn't make it. You're allowing other people. You do it publicly, so you allow other people. I don't know. That's just my feeling. But listen, I don't think anybody should be calling anybody names anyway. And I don't blame him for kind of going in the stands a little bit, only because I'm a little less hothead. I've seen you pretty pissed. You know what I mean? And I'm saying I could picture you going in the stands if somebody said the wrong words. You know what I'm saying? Or I could picture me going in the stands, but I think my fuse is long. You know what I'm saying? It depends.
I fucking lost it and fucking done some fucking real wacky things over the years. But I think if I was an athlete, pro, college, whatever level, I think that's the one thing that you can't do. Now, if you want to fuck with the guy after the game when the cameras aren't rolling and you find him in the parking lot, do what you got to do. But when the cameras are on and all those people there, it looks bad on the fucking team and the coach's part, too.
But if you go to the officials, too, and you say, listen, he's using racial slurs at me and I want something done.
They'll throw him out. They'll probably eject him from the fucking stand.
But, you know, listen, in my day, I was nuts. You know, I mean, you know. I mean, my nuts is legendary. But the thing is that I try to pride myself in having a much longer fuse. You know, there's certain things, though, that I have no fuse in, you know, when it comes to family and stuff. That's all, you know, then I'm in the stands in 2 seconds. But I understand you're making millions of dollars. But look at Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth is going in the stands and everything like that. Even he was crude. I mean, he grew up kind of crude, you know what I mean, in an orphanage, and that's how you handle stuff, fighting other boys and shit, you know what I mean?
But yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. He was fucking,
people don't realize that Babe Ruth was missed like a whole year. They threw him out of baseball for a little bit. I mean, he's had all kinds of trouble, Babe Ruth, you know? And he came back and still was a hero. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but those were different times, though, too. I mean, shit was kind of, you know, I mean, I'm not excusing it, but I'm just saying the fucking sports were different. They were still in their infancy, really, you know, in reality.
Oh, absolutely.
So it was different kind of. There wasn't that much of a separation between the athlete and the fan as there is today. You know.
But you know what, though? You know what, Joe? On the other side of the coin, let me play your devil's advocate again, and I'm sure you would agree with me with this. You know, I don't like a punk like that guy that did that. Now, I don't mean, like, to me, they're all kind of both punks. I can give you both sides of the thing. But the guy that actually called him the racial slur, I find that to be, you're a punk. If you stand there and you're talking. I've been at games where I'm sitting trying to enjoy a Yankee game and stuff, and I've had other fans screaming, taunting. You know, even though they're Yankee fans, I'm like, dude, shut up.
It's annoying.
You know what I mean?
Wow, yeah.
I mean, you know, when you get one of these guys, you're taunting a professional athlete. You're sitting in the stands, and you're just sitting there taunting the guy. I mean, to me, that's Bush League right there, you don't think?
Yeah, no, I can't stand it. And usually it's some drunken douchebag, and, you know, I've been to fucking many a Jet game. And that's the worst fucking crowd you will ever deal with. They're a bunch of douchebags that fucking cannot handle their fucking booze. And they will sit there and talk shit the whole fucking game about the Jets and about the opponent, so it never ends. It's just constant fucking berating of this player and that player. And most of the time, especially at a football game, they're not close enough where the fucking player is even aware of it. But it's just everybody around. At first you giggle, oh, it's funny. He might come up with a good one or two, and then it's like, all right, asshole, we get it. You don't like this guy.
No.
You know, fucking.
But, Joe, you just hit it right on the head. You just hit it right on the head. With, you know, basketball, the crowd is literally right there on the court.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Guy
no, this
right
guy was
on
close
court.
Enough to be heard the whole fucking game. Yeah, so he was
and
a douchebag.
Joe, how do you bring your son? You remember the story about me. I was in the friggin' bleachers, and, you know, they put the Jumbotron on me, and then I flexed, and the crowd roared. And then he started chanting, steroids, steroids. And my son was like 8 years old. And my son goes, what are they saying? You know, and my friends were cops. You know, I have a friend that's a cop down there. Gave me a whole bunch of tickets. I had box seats. I bought them. But my son always wanted to see what it was like to sit in the bleachers, you know, be a bleacher creature.
Yeah.
So when you know, when he started doing a steroids, my son goes, "What are they saying?" I said, "They're saying that you and I better go sit in the box seats because I know I'm going to wind up getting in a fight up here." You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, at least he's a little
at me and shit. You know what I mean? How do you deal with that though? You're at a football game and you got your if your son was there and you got some guy screaming "motherfucker, father," you know what I mean? Every 5 seconds, you know, you kind of like, you know.
Yeah, what I would probably do is fucking, you try to say it like a fucking gentleman first, but with a little balls attached to it, because you can't be a cunt when you say that. You basically say, dude, I'm with a fucking, my kid here, shut your fucking mouth. And if he keeps going, you gotta crack him. I mean, there really is no in-between. There is
I asked you already,
can you please stop? That don't work.
But, Joe, they got like 10 of their friends. You're standing there with your kid, and there's like 10 guys. You know what's going to happen, too. I've seen it a million times.
You know what? You got to move. You got to move the seat. You got to take another seat somewhere else.
That's the answer. That's the answer. I moved the seat immediately. Once we did that, I said to my son, no more. You got to taste the bleachers. Let's go. Because when they started chanting, there was a whole dude. They put me on a jumbotron. I hit the old double bicep. It was the day of David Cone's no hitter. Perfect game. It was 100 fucking something degrees in Yankee Stadium. It was like sitting
in a Sunday afternoon game, against the Expos. Yep.
And you know what's funny? Nobody ever talks about this, but they actually had a rain delay. They had a 45-minute rain delay, and David Cone came back out. Nobody's ever done that. A rain delay, which meant he went and sat down for 45 minutes. He was actually thrown in the dugout. A little rain shower. You know, when it was summer showers?
Yeah.
It went from being super hot to all of a sudden rain came out of nowhere, and then it was back to being super hot and sunny again.
If he didn't have the fucking perfect game going, then they wouldn't have put him back out there. But that's a once-in-a-career fucking day. You got to let him stay, man.
Oh, absolutely. He was having to catch in the dugout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but stretching out, sure.
Lasted like 2 innings in the friggin' bleachers. I was like telling my son, yo, we got to get out of here. Because, you know, back then was the 90s. Back then I was juiced up. You know what I mean? And I was a little wacky. I would have been brawling, and my son would have been crying. And, you know, he's only 8 years old. I can't be doing that. And I would have
I'm totally with you on that. Listen, you know, I have no problem fucking mixing it up. But when you're with your kid, it's a different story. You got to fucking think twice before you do it.
Yeah, it's different. You're with your boys and shit, but you got to watch. You get locked up down there. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're locked up. They don't play around. You get a fight in Yankee Stadium, you're going to go sit, you know, I think it's the 4-4 precinct. You're going to sit in that shit for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's not what you want to do when you enjoy it.
No, I don't want to do that. Not especially not if you're with the kid, too, you know?
Yeah. But fucking, hey, Mike, do you guys deal with any bullshit like we do in New York out there in Arizona at stadiums with drunken douchebags? What games do you guys go to a lot out there?
It's been a while since I've been out to a game. I've been to a Diamondbacks game. Last year was the last time I was even at the stadium.
Yeah, that's a nice stadium. I've never been in it, but I saw it from outside when I was down there for the Super Bowl, right downtown. It's pretty wild how it's right there amongst all the fucking big municipal buildings, and then bang, there's a big ballpark.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
Just sitting right downtown.
Hey, Mike, are you still calling Ramona, by the way?
Yeah, I have been calling her. I just called her about 10 minutes ago. No luck.
No luck. So, hey, we'll have her on another week, man. That's not the fucking end of the world.
I'm pissed off.
Now, listen, you're pissed off, I'm pissed off, Mike's pissed off, the listeners are pissed off, but we'll have her on another week. It's not the end of the world, because when somebody is supposed to get on like this, usually we can reschedule them and get them on as soon as possible. We might even be able to fucking squeeze her on if she's good to go next week. Next week, so.
Fucking put her on.
Listen, we really missed her having on. We understand shit happens. The airplanes, you can't control them. Make sure next week she's grounded. Make sure she's in the fucking house when she calls us. You know, we don't need no fucking airplane travel, but
that's high hotness right there. You better do it nice, Joe. We don't need her coming after us. You know
would I do it any other way? Ain't I the nicest guy around?
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Yummy. Yum.
Oh, yeah.
Yummy, yeah. I love it, bro.
Yeah,
I was feeling very Italian today till just now.
I know. We had fucking Tony Soprano on. We could have had the Mob Wives on.
He did some good impression. You know what's funny? We should have him call up front. We should give him Ramona's cell phone number and have him call up 80. You fucked me. You're supposed to be on his show. She'd be like, holy shit. It sounded just like him.
It was me and you, Ramona. Me and you.
Me and you.
You fucking left me standing there by myself at the fucking altar, at the dance without a date. All right, man. We're going to be fucking heading out here, Gregory. So till next week.
Yeah.
Bro, we're going to be doing a little fucking Striper action next week. That's a good heavy metal band back in the day. They got a new CD out coming out soon, too. So we'll talk to Michael Sweet from Striper about that next week. Make sure you check us out at our Fitness RX for Men radio show Facebook page. Get those fucking likes up and check us out, fitnessrxformen.com. For Greg Valentino, this is Joe Pietaro signing off. We'll see you guys in the stream radio Monday night next week.
Thank you for listening this week. Greg and Joe will be back next Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel with another edition of Fitness RX Radio. Have a pumped week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.